Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. And I want to definitely welcome my awesome Tuesday morning co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, we want to welcome you to the show again, another powerful, powerful topic for Tuesday. I also want to welcome those of you who are listening in via the chat room, through the archives, and on the phone lines. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, Terry, you have an awesome topic today, and I know the time goes so fast. And I want to just turn it over to you and let you get started with this, and we'll come back shortly and get in on this discussion.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, this discussion is very important, as you well know, because, you know, when you're moving through your journey, definitely as a public speaker or a public person and somewhat of a celebrity, you have to be able to not only walk the walk, but you have to talk the talk. And many times, you know, we find ourselves in a situation where we can really help ourselves to the utmost by saying the right thing at the right time. And many times we are called on to speak when we're not ready. So I think that what we need to do is be ready all the time. And the way to do that is really to study public speaking. And what I'd like to do today is talk about how to deliver a powerful, inspirational, motivational speech. And many times that we find ourselves in a situation where we have to really rise to the occasion. And the occasion is really the opportunity to tell our story and tell our story in a way that needs to be told. So many times people tell our story, but they don't seem to get it right. That's why, you know, when I'm talking about this topic, one of the first things that I want to talk about is really the speaker being prepared for the opportunity. And they say that public speaking is probably one of the greatest fears that people have. And I find myself that public speaking for me is liberating. It's liberating because it gives me the opportunity to tell my story in a way that I want it to be told. I think one of the first tips that I would like to give our audience, and this is so important, is that when you do, when you're called to speak in public, you have to be prepared in a way that is sort of extraordinary. The first thing that I like to do is when I get to where I'm supposed to speak is I like to tell the truth if I can get to the place the hour before the speech begins. And then I can sort of check the layout, how the seating is arranged, what the technology is available to me, whether I will have a microphone, whether I will have a lapel mic, whether I will have access to a if I want to do a PowerPoint presentation, all that needs to be done in advance. I mean, you just can't jump in there and do what you have to do. And even before that, you want to take some time at home. And again, looking at this book here, that I'm going to use in this particular presentation is a book entitled How to Deliver a TED Talk, that's TED Talk, and it's also subtitled Secrets of the World's Most Inspiring Presentations. And this is by Jeremy Donovan. And the TED Talk is a conference that's presented every year, and people give three-minute talks, sometimes 18-minute talks. But it's always available on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube and see people giving these TED Talks. And, you know, as someone who does a lot of public speaking, I realize that just you always learn from the best speakers. And so I really go out of my way to try to find people who are public speaking and doing it well. And there are five things that I really would suggest that people do to alleviate their fear of public speaking. Number one, practice at least three times. Again, three times. Because, again, you have to really understand you just can't go and wing it. I teach public speaking. I tell my students you can't really do everything on the day of the speech. You only have to take some time to practice. So I say practice at least three times. I mean, more is even better, but at least three times. Number two, public speaking is a performance, okay? Don't look at anything but a performance, okay? You set the stage by arriving early. You are there, all eyes are on you. And people want a good speech, but they also want a good show. That's why you really have to understand that you're on stage, you're larger than life. And that's for myself, one of the things that helped me alleviate my particular fear, if I have any fear or anxiety, is to dress well. Because if you look good, people appreciate you more. I remember one time I went to conference, and the speaker was a very good speaker, but a lot of people were murmuring in the background that he wasn't dressed. I mean, they expect the speakers to come out in suits and ties, and he came in very casual. He had a button-up shirt and, I mean, nice pants, and his shoes were clean and everything. But people expect a show when you come to when they come to see somebody give a speech. And so, again, we have to keep that in mind and really live up to those expectations. Number three, test the technology. Make sure everything that you're going to use is right. Make sure the slides are in the correct order. Make sure that the sound is great. If you're playing music, make sure the music is the right music for that right time. Number four, memorize your introduction. This is something that you really need to understand, is that when you're first giving your speech, you really, I tell my students, when you get to the podium, just stand there. Stand there for a few minutes, let people look at you and get the visual of you, and then you begin your speech. But the thing is, you want to make sure that first part of your speech is smooth, that it's no mistakes, no unnecessary pauses, that it's a smooth delivery. And number five, slow down. Use pauses. Sometimes when we're public speaking, we speak too fast. We speak too fast and we lose people. But the best thing is just to slow down. Slow down and make your points. And I always say that in a speech, and especially a good speech, usually it's no more than 3 points. I mean, I think anything more, you lose the audience, okay? In the introduction, you state your 1, 2, 3 points. In the body of your speech, you develop your 1, 2, 3 points. At the conclusion of the speech, you restate, imagine your 3 points, okay? So, again, there's 3 points in the beginning, 3 points in the middle, 3 points in the end, and people will really remember that, you know? Sometimes there's more. I know when I give my speech on Sexy at 60, well, really, it's 5 points, because basically I'm saying Sexy at 60, those people at Sexy at 60 have found their peace, and so it's P-E-A-C-E. So it's 5 points that I make, but I use the acronym of peace, and I keep on putting that in front of the audience's face so they know that I'm full of passion. I'm speaking about attitude. I'm speaking about excellence. I'm speaking about creativity. I'm speaking about expectation, and I keep this going. And the thing is that when you're giving your speech, you want to develop a catchphrase, a phrase that people can remember and take away with them, because it's important that they be focused on what you're talking about. So this catchphrase can be something like hope and change, pass this bill, why we can't wait, Yes, we can. Release your power. Sexy at 60. Now keep it short and really keep it as a call to action. You know, release your power. Well, we want people to realize that they do have power and release that power. Sexy at 60, when people realize that you do have power beyond the years that people say that you're not really vital, that you're not really important. So you claim that and you move forward to it. It says in the book here, it says here, repeat your catchphrase at least 3 times during your presentation. And like I said, again, beginning, middle, and end. And one of the things that we have to understand that when we come in to speak, that we should write our own introduction. We should write our own introduction and give it to the person who's introducing us. You know, because we wanted to make sure that we're introduced in the right way so we had the credibility to give the message that we're going there to deliver. And our opening is so important because, again, you know, when you introduce, it should be no more than a couple of minutes, but that introduction should not make you seem like a superman or superwoman, but that should give the audience the idea that this is someone coming to them for the right reason. And when you open your talk, you should, going into the book here, that you should use 3 openings or choices of openings. Okay? First of all, you can start with a personal story, or you can start with a shocking statement, or you can start with a powerful question. Yeah, a personal story. I always tell the story about how I knew at 9 years old that I wanted to be a writer. And it was powerful because, again, I was watching a TV program with my mother. As a matter of fact, it was The Twilight Zone. And we saw this program, and I was so inspired by the way the program was set up and the effect that it had on me. I said, you know, I want to be a writer. And she said, go ahead, baby. She encouraged me, you know, personal story. A shocking statement. I think the thing is, what's so shocking is that when we get into our 60s, many of us sort of start to wind down. We wind down to the point where we become almost invisible. And that's never a good thing. We should really understand that we are always vital, that we do have a life to live. And the last thing, a powerful question. You know, powerful question. And I ask the question, are you sexy at 60? And a lot of people think I'm talking about physical attractiveness. That's one part of it, but most important than that, I'm talking about, are you sexy at 60? What I'm saying, have you found your peace? Have you found your P-E-A-C-E? Have you found your passion? Have you found the attitude that no matter what happens, you can deal with it, you know? Have you found your level of excellence, okay? That, you know, we don't want to strive for just mediocre. We want to strive for the best and the expectation. Do you live with expectation? Do you live with the thought that every day is going to be a new adventure? That every day is going to be something that you look forward to? And so, again, powerful questions are things that we have to do to make our presentation the best that it possibly can be. And the thing is that, you know, you build your speech. You build your speech 1 block at a time, from introduction to body and conclusion. Again, it says here, and, you know, we have to understand that people, when we give speeches, they remember our introduction and they remember our conclusion. So everything else is really to build on that. And the conclusion is so important because people need to know when you're finished. I've seen many speakers that just sort of don't conclude, but they just sort of like wind down, you know, and sometimes they leave the stage abruptly. People don't understand. It says here in the book here by Jeremy Donovan, it says here that people increase their level of attention as you move toward the close of your speech. That's why it's good to say in conclusion, in summary, so people can be alert. Oh, okay, oh, this is coming to an end, so I better listen even better. And again, because again, in the final analysis, and according to the book here, it says that the conclusion is a fun opportunity to inspire your audience, to change their perspectives and call them to action. And that's all that the conclusion is about. The final thing with the speaking, understand it's a one-on-one conversation with many people. And that's why eye contact is so important. That's why body language is so important. That's why, you know, when you're on stage, you want to move topic to your audience. I mean, if it's a situation, I know sometimes when I'm in the classroom, I actually leave my desk and walk in among the students. So sometimes they have to even turn to see where I'm at. But, you know, again, you want to make sure that the audience feels that you're comfortable, because, again, there's nothing worse than going to see somebody speak and they seem very, very uncomfortable because their uncomfortableness really affects the audience. You know, it makes the audience nervous. And so you got to understand that, you know, when you are up there giving your public speaking experience, that you have to be in total control and totally in charge. And I think you do that by being prepared. And so, you know, it's so funny, this book, How to Deliver a TED Talk, TED Talk, Secrets of the World's Most Inspiring Presentations by Jeremy Donovan. The thing is that, you know, it says secrets, but it's not so much secrets. It's really things that are uncovered by practice. One of the things they do in many churches nowadays is they actually put the minister's talk on videotape. So I know that in the church I attend, that when the minister is finished, or when he has a guest speaker, after that particular session, you can go to the bookstore and actually buy the CD or the DVD. And what I usually do is I usually buy the CD for my wife's car, and I buy the DVD for myself to watch at home. I find that for myself, is this is a good way to really train yourself to be a better speaker. I think, again, in a final analysis, is that you can read about public speaking, you can talk about public speaking, but the thing is to do public speaking, because the more you do it, the better you get. And I would say, you know, again, study Les Brown, study Wayne Dyer, study all these people that are out here giving speeches or giving presentations, but can find that analysis, that's what you want to do. And so, again, you know, how to deliver, well, how to deliver a powerful, inspirational, motivational speech, practice, 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 and then make sure that what you're putting out there is something that is of value to your audience, because in the final analysis, you don't want to waste anybody's time. And it says here in the book here, the most popular talks on the YouTube for TAD is those talks that are about social interaction, family and friends. Those are talks about experiences in nature. Those talks about charity and volunteering. And so, again, I think that in my conclusion, I'd like to say that public speaking for many people is a scary proposition, but it's not scary when you're prepared. And the best way to be prepared is to study public speaking and also to practice public speaking. And you and I, Lisa, are in a very good position because, you know, really when you're teaching, you're doing public speaking every single day. And the more you do something, the better you get at it. So, again, I know for myself, I use my classes to practice my public speaking techniques and then to try different things in the classroom because, again, you more or less have a captive audience, but you don't want to abuse your captive audience. You want to give them something special. So, again, for me, public speaking is really important. They talk about the elevator speech, which is a good analogy. Let's say if you're in an elevator with someone and you have to deliver your pitch, you have to tell them what you're about. And obviously, you know, most elevator rides, no matter how far you're going, it's only a few minutes. So in a few minutes, you have to present yourself in the best possible light. And that's, you know, public speaking is really important for those who plan to go beyond what they're doing right now. I mean, we always want to look toward the future. We want to look toward the future expectation, and we want to get better and better at what we're doing. And on that note, I conclude my remarks.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this awesome topic and the TED Talks and helping individuals, helping us with our public speaking. Certainly as entrepreneurs, every entrepreneur is going to have to speak in public whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
So best to know how to do it well. It may be a business plan meeting. You may have to meet with staff, suppliers, customers, community people. We have, oh, my goodness, I tell you, boy, you've opened up the can of worms now. You always have a great topic, but boy, oh, boy, this is serious because every sector of society, you know, you have people who are speaking in public, whether it's a journalist on television, it could be a person, an actress, an actor, it could be politicians running for some political office, supervisors, CEOs, parents, I mean, a family reunion, you have speakers in the church, you have in other houses of worship, you have people, professors, teachers, I mean, every sector there, you know, there are people in medical school, any school, you have people who have to get in front of people and talk, and sometimes it can be painful to have to listen. So you're right, the speaker needs to help the audience be comfortable. And I love the points you gave on how to set up your speech and how to be good at it. This is very, very helpful to people because some people didn't know where to turn, including me. So, yes, I tell you, I love this book that you're talking about because if this is the information, and I know you teach the course as well at several of the colleges here in the state of New Jersey. And I know you've been doing it for a long, long time, so it's nothing new for you. But you've made it so plain, so simple. And I do welcome those who are on the line. If you want to, if you have a question for Professor Terry Benjamin on this topic, or if you are in the chat room, you could type your question in. But I see that the phone lines are lit up. If you have a question about speaking in public. I've been speaking in public for a while now, and this is most clear that I have ever heard, you see. And you really, you should be going very far with this conversation. There will be many people that will be tuning in into the archives to listen to this. I will keep you posted on that number if you ask, let you know, because I believe that there are a lot of people who were like me, had most of the points, but didn't have them as succinct and as distinct as you've just laid them out in terms of your introduction, how to do your introduction, what should go into your introduction. And I just love, Professor Terry, that how you gave examples of the type of introduction that says it's a question, or the type that says it's a compelling statement or a shocking statement or a shocking statistic, and the example of the story, and you gave your own. I just love that, and I haven't seen this done anywhere. Now, if you've got this from his book, then I am definitely going to be recommending this book because I now teach a public speaking course as well at Essex through the Wise Women's Center.
That's great.
And I'm going to look into this book. So if you've gotten this from the book, and I know you've added some of, so let me know, is this straight from the book or is this you adding your part to what's in the book?
Well, it's from the book, and I'm adding my practical experience. But the thing is funny because this is an e-book. And it's so funny because I know for myself is that, you know, as a publisher, I find we're moving more into the e-books because e-books are, you know, sometimes shorter. They're regular books, and also they're really more content rich. And I think, again, people, I mean, I think it's just a question of time. People don't have a lot of time, so they need to go in and get something really quick. And what I've been trying to do with the program that you and I have every Tuesday is give people information in the most succinct and concise manner. You know, it's almost like giving them a digest. I mean, I tell my students, I said, you know what? If I had a book in my hand and I told you, if you read this book, that you'd become a millionaire, of the 30 people in this class, maybe one or two would read this book. So I think I offer a service by digesting these books. So see, people, I still want you to go to the original book, but I'm giving you a little digest, a little teaser. Because, again, I believe in lifelong learning. I believe that we never stop learning, and I believe that we never stop searching for information. But, again, it's no good for me to have all the information and not to share it. And that's why, at least, I really thank God for you because you give me opportunity to share what I know. And I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you, and again, as a speaker, as a, you know, we talk about, you know, in the, whether people are speaking in a ministry, you know, preaching or whatever, or giving any kind of speech at a school or whatever, but the you know, you really laid it out really great. So we definitely want to thank you for that. And I hope those of you, if again, if you are on the phone, if you had a quick question, and we almost are out of time, and maybe you didn't get a chance to ask your question or what we're going to do, hopefully we will set it up and you write your questions down, and hopefully in the near future we can have Professor Terry just have like an open question time for him that you can just have his questions. But we don't, you know, if you're just listening, some people, I know you're on your way to work, you're driving in the car, you can't really talk, or you're at work and you can't really, you know, talk, but we would definitely like to make that available to people. But I really, you know, for those speakers, anybody having to speak, this is a great, you really, I tell you, with the conclusion, you talked about having those 3 points, you talked about if you're going to use, you know, an acronym to discuss your 3 points, how to refer back to it. You talked about practicing your speech at least 3 times. And you talked about getting there early, testing out the mic. You talked about connecting with your audience. I mean, really, you really went in deep and good this morning. So thank you.
Thank you. And I guess because, you know, when you speak, you don't want too many surprises. I mean, I think, again, you have to be flexible, but you don't want to grab a dead mic, or you don't want to do a PowerPoint presentation and you can't make your points because they can't see the presentation. I mean, again, I mean, that's why I think that everybody, I tell my children, I said, you know what, you should take a course in acting, not because you want to be a great actor, not because you want to be on stage or film or that kind of thing, but you need to do a class that helps you keep control of yourself, because, you know, when you're public speaking, you have to be in control of you. Now, you just can't flounder. You got to be really in control of what you do and how you do it. And I think, again, acting, public speaking, really helps you do that, because you never know. I mean, you, like me, Lisa, we're out there in the public. We meet people every day. And sometimes you don't know who. I mean, I've met people just like on the elevator or walking into a building. And that person, for whatever reason, have really changed my life, because they gave me opportunity to share what I'm about. And they've appreciated what I'm about, and they give me opportunities to teach and to share in different ways. So, again, you got to be always on your toes, especially in public. That's why I say, when you go to make a speech, I tell my students, you know, I know you would like to wear the jeans and whatnot, but, you know, sometimes it's nice for you to dress up, because when you dress up, you feel better about yourself. And I think that you really project a different demeanor and a different aura, and people can pick that up. So, again, you know, I tell people, especially when you're being paid to speak, you got to really come with your Sunday best. You have to look really, really good, because people are not paying just for to hear you speak, but they're also paying to see you speak.
That's so true what you're saying, and that people, that dressing up, and you feel more confident, and when you feel confident, you speak with that confidence, and when you speak with that confidence, it sometimes passion also comes out, and people...
Yeah.
Really passionate about what you're saying, and that also helps too. So, well, we are out of time today. Can you believe it? What?
I tell you, time flies when you're enjoying yourself, right?
Right, when you do what you love. So we're going to have you.
Oh, man, please. You know, I love this. Yes, yes.
We love it. We love it. Well, we love you. We're going to next Tuesday for another segment, a powerful segment, Sexy at 60. Everyone, go out and tell someone about this wonderful program. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers, tell your Facebook friends, your Twitter connections, those on LinkedIn. Don't keep this to yourself. It's a good secret, but let it out. This is one secret you can share and tell people about the show. And we'll see you back. And we thank you for tuning in. Thank all of our guests. Thank all of those in the audience listening. Thank you for joining us and sharing with us. Thank you again, Professor Terry. Have a great day, everyone.
I will.
And we'll see the rest of you back tomorrow, same time, same place, God willing. Have a blessed day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.